Now, our next guest has made it her mission to be a voice and advocate for Black girls and women who have experienced sexual abuse and trauma.
After writing a book about her own experiences of sexual abuse and healing called I Can't Live Like This Anymore, Lalaita G. Founded Defending Black Girlhood, a Madison-based nonprofit organization that inspires black women to join her in her life's work to defend black girlhood by creating safe places for black girls to heal.
Here's a listen to a bit of her podcast, Defending Black Girlhood, that features Lalaita G. and her producer, Alexandra, and creative director, Cassandra.
I am sick and tired. And I didn't just get sick and tired. I've been sick and tired of being sick and tired for 400 years.
The depths of healing and being able to get into those tough moments, but also the joyful moments of healing. I think we talk a lot about the traumatic, the hard, the difficult, but there's also self-reflection that's absolutely necessary for us as Black women to survive and to keep living on this in this world.
Lalaita G. is with us right now. Lalaita, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you talk about what you thought was missing in the world that inspired you to create the organization Defending Black Girlhood?
The defense of black girls has been missing. You know, in 1962, the Honorable Malcolm X had a profound comment that the most disrespected person in America was the black woman. And though I agree with that, I go deeper to say if the black woman is disrespected, then so is the black girl. And the black girl has a lot less power to do anything about it.
And is it that issue of power that that made you name the podcast, the organization, Defending Black Girlhood? Is that the element why you believe black girls and women need that extra protection?
That's part of it. But the other part is that I want people to understand what we need to do and what we are about doing is defending. Like, we are in that action and we need others to join us in that action so that it, people understand that it is something that an action must be taken in order to do it, not just happy thoughts, not just good wishes.
What do you think is not understood about the challenges and the threats that black girls and women face?
I think it's less of an understanding and more of apathy. I think what we don't have is the heart that goes towards black girls who become black women and carry the scars from their girlhood as well as historical trauma with them. And so I think our hearts are not turned to black girls. You know, when we look at the estimated 65,000 black girls and women who are missing right now, and that's only on reported numbers, you know, that's larger than most towns and cities in the state of Wisconsin. And there's not an alarm. You know, when one white girl goes missing, the world stops. There's 65,000 missing, and we're just going on. And so I think the issues that are impacting our black girls, we have to turn our hearts towards them.
Talk a little bit more about that, Lalaita, that not only is that obviously a tragedy and a travesty for those 65,000 missing black girls and women, but what message, as you were just saying about how a white girl in danger is treated versus a black girl, what message does that send to other black girls and women?
It shows that the message is that you're not valuable, that you're not important. Not only can one of you go missing, but 60 plus thousand of you can go missing and the world goes on. And I think that we have to understand that if we have a crisis of black girls that impacts all of us, that the value that they bring to schools, to families, to communities, that when they're gone, it matters. And when we don't even go looking for them, when we don't ring the alarm bell, then it just gives them the message. It doesn't even matter that you were here, and it doesn't matter that you're not any longer.
That actually was the topic of the first season of the podcast, which is also called Defending Black Girlhood. And it focused on those missing black women and girls. You've now started the next season. What are your plans for this next installment?
Great question. Yeah, the first season was very intense when we took the whole season to talk about Erica Hill, who was a black girl who was missing from our Madison community for 12 years, and the police were never called to look for her. And so we went very in depth with that. This second season, we're going to be hitting a number of topics, talking with local women, national women, about issues that impact defending black girlhood. And so the season started off with another young black girl from our community, Aprina Paul, who was missing, and subsequently we discovered that she was murdered. We had an in-depth conversation with her mother.
And you also spent time talking to Alice LaRue in this new season, who lost her daughter in 2013 and has now made it her mission to talk about and bring to the surface sex trafficking. Let's take a listen to her talking about her experience.
I was angry for a long time. Then I let that anger go and forgave her. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I forgive you. That's when I started seeing her.
Wow.
I can remember the first time when I said, I forgive you. I'm sorry. I just had this talk because I had to let it go. I was making myself sick holding all this anger in. Yeah. You know, it wasn't doing me no good doing it. So once I did forgive her, I can remember the first time she came to me. I was sitting on the side of my bed, and I'm a dream, of course.
Yeah.
And she's at the window and she said, Mom, I'm sorry. Can I come in?
Oh my God.
And she came in. We talked and she said, I'll be back. That's when I woke up.
Very, very powerful there, wow. Lolita. Why is it so important for you to take these stories to greater, very raw emotional depths like that?
I need people to feel the pain of black girls. I need people to feel the pain of black women and understand it, be touched by it, because I think as much as we try to deal with social justice and racism in our country, to me, the core is having love. And I think when we can feel each other's pain, then we can't help but respond in some kind of way. And I think it's also important for us to tell our story, for us to have voice. And I think having voice is as important as being heard.
We're talking with Lolita G right now. She's the founder of Defending Black Girlhood. It's a Madison-based nonprofit organization that inspires black women to join her in her life's work to defend black girlhood. She also hosts a podcast of the same name. And Lolita, your podcast and the organization Center on Healing. What are some of the ways in which you see healing taking place and that you really want to advocate for and help support?
Absolutely. And so one of the things that I have come to deeply understand in my work is that when black women don't heal, black girls are left undefended. And so as we help black women to heal, to deal with their personal trauma, to deal with their historical trauma, they are in better positions to be able to themselves defend their black girls, to also advocate for their black girls in the school system, the social services within the community. And so that healing is so much at the core. And sometimes it means that we are working to heal the black girl within black women who never got a chance to heal.
It is incredibly difficult to talk about trauma and to bring those experiences to the surface, to share them with other people. In your experience, Lolita, how do you talk about trauma and what are the rewards in getting past that hurdle?
Yes. And so trauma is tricky because it's like the pulling off of the bandage, right? And so when we begin to enter into conversations, I've led countless groups of girls, of women, over the past 30 years, and everyone is kind of suspect and afraid and ashamed as we begin to have these healing conversations. But as we begin to share, and as we share the hidden parts of our lives, and then somebody else says, yes, that happened to me, or I understand that, suddenly you are no longer in the darkness by yourself. When you've gone through a traumatic experience, when you've gone through an abusive experience, usually that darkness stays between you and the person who victimized you. When you begin to heal and have these conversations and have this bridges of community with other women, what ends up happening is you are no longer in that darkness with that person. Light comes in. And when the light comes in, you're able to alleviate a lot of the shame that you have. And so that's this part of it's like, first is having the courage, and it takes an extreme amount of courage to heal, to begin a healing journey. But once you do, you find out you're not alone, and there's others that can walk with you through this journey.
Lelita, before we let you go, I'd like to ask you, how can other people, regardless of gender, race, background, experience, promote this kind of healing and really support and recognize the work of Black woman-led efforts like this?
Absolutely. One, we have to know that we need to believe Black women and hear Black women, that we know what's best for ourselves and for our girls and our families. And then the second thing is seeing what role do we play, because we are either promoting defense of Black girls or we're hindering it. There's no in between.
Lelita, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lelita G is the founder of Defending Black Girlhood, a Madison-based nonprofit organization that inspires Black women to join her in her life's work to defend Black girlhood by creating safe spaces for Black girls and women to heal. She also hosts the podcast of the same name, Defending Black Girlhood.